بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. القرآن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everyone doing? All right, alhamdulillah. We are going to continue in the tutorial. Sorry, I was just adjusting the light a little bit there. We're going to continue in the tutorial the study of Surah Mulk that we had begun before. This is from last time, okay? I just copied and pasted it. I'm going to copy paste it every time just so that, you know, there is more, you can see how we're building, right? In the tutorial notes. This is the file, tutorial notes, inshallah. Okay. There is a couple of things that we like to do beforehand, inshallah. And after that, we will have our opportunity to continue with the study of Surah Mulk. We have to review Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayhi quickly. Okay. So review Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayhi. There are three rules for mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. They're summarized in one little phrase. That phrase is no thank you. No al tanween majrur. Right? That's the phrase. This summarizes it in the sense that number one, mudaf has no al. The mudaf also has no tanween. And the mudaf ilayhi is majroor. Right? Those are the three main ideas. Okay? We also need to note that the mudaf is before of and the mudaf ilayhi is after of. Right? So far so good, right? Okay, now there is, when it comes to the type of mudaf specifically, okay? So, the type of the mudaf how is it determined? Since we don't have, since mudaf does not have al and does not have tanween, how do you determine its type? For example, perfect, same type as mudaf ilayhi, that's the correct answer. But this, let me show you an example here. Oh man, what happened there? Okay, let me try again. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so for example, in here, this is from last time, right? Sorry, I'm scrolling a lot here. This one. Right, this word. Khalqi. Khalqi. Excuse me. Let's look at this word right here. This is the most bizarre thing ever. Okay. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Remember this phrase? فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ. This one right here, we said the translation of it is, you won't see in the creation of the Most Merciful any fault. You see, of is there. You can tell me now that there is an of, that creation of the Most Merciful is what? خلق الرحمن is? This right here would be what grammar rule applies to it. It says مضاف and مضاف إليه, right? If you were to apply our three things, no al, tanween, majroor, does khalqi have no al? Khalqi has no al. That's correct. Let me just create a little bit of space here. Shall excuse that here. All right. Let me split the window. Here are the rules. All right. No al. Khalqi. Rule number two, does it work? No tanween. Yes or no, people? Khalqi. Khalqi does not have a tanween. Correct. Is ar-Rahmani the mudaf ilayhi majroor? Indeed, it is majroor, alhamdulillah. So then we would say this is the mudaf, right? And this is the mudaf ilayhi. And we have in our translation, we reflect that creation of the Most Merciful. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Now the question was, when we were doing the properties of khalqi, he said it's family one, mastar means creation, it is majroor, it's singular, it's masculine. But as I said, it's type, we can't determine just yet. N-A, right? Do you remember that? I hope you do, alhamdulillah. All right. Let's go back a minute here to write out how do we determine the type of the mudaf. The reason why we couldn't determine it is because it was a mudaf and we didn't know how to determine it. So now the type of mudaf is the same as the type of mudaf ilayhi. Okay, that's our rule. Okay, so ar-Rahmani in our example here, ar-Rahmani. If I was to scroll down, ar-Rahmani is definite indefinite. Definite because it has the al. So then khalqi would also be definite or indefinite? Definite. Right? And this now, if you think about it, makes sense. The creation. Do you notice that? of the most merciful. Now you see. Yes or no, people? Is that clear, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. So this is one important note. Now, there's another important note to mention here that I did not mention before, which was, sorry, I'm trying to work with, like, I'm trying to maximize my real estate here of the screen. Okay. So this essentially means that mudaf ilayhi is definite. That means the mudaf is definite. And the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite. That means the mudaf is what? Indefinite. Right? Okay. Now, how can you have a situation where you want to say something where it isn't, like, maybe you want their types to be different, right? Let's, for example, take a couple of words here, okay? What's happening here? Let's take the word I did this in the lesson before, but let's take a different example so that everybody can maybe benefit. I'm trying to think of what is a good example. Okay. Let's take the word kitab. What does the word kitab mean? Any idea? If you don't know that, no problem. The word kitab means book. Okay? Or in our case, a book. Sure? What does the word Rasul mean? Messenger, right? Let's actually maybe change the word. Sorry. what's the word Muslim mean? Muslim. That's an easy one. Someone came into Arabic class right now. I was like, oh, this is nice. I can get this. Muslim one, Muslim. All right. Alhamdulillah, you can get it for sure. Don't worry. All right. How do I say the book of the Muslim? I would say, all right. Let me split the view. That's the rules, right? Kitabul Muslimi. Correct. It has to be al-Muslim. I have to have the mudaf ilayhi is definite. Al-Muslim. Then I will have my mudaf to be definite. Right? That's the only way it works. And my mudaf, no al, no tanwir, mudaf ilayhi, majroor. Make sense? How can I say a book of a Muslim? Again, let's start with a Muslim. I need indefinite. Very nice. I need indefinite Muslim majroor. There'll be Muslimin. Okay? Then I need mudaf no al. I have kitab. Let's put bu here. I don't need any al. I don't need anything mean. I need my mudaf ilayhi to be indefinite. So I say, you know what? Muslimin. Kitabu Muslimin. Now, you have this is indefinite, and thus this is indefinite as well. If I wanted to say, the book of a Muslim, can I say that using mudaf and mudaf ilayhi? The type of book and the type of Muslim is different, isn't it? All right. So, because of that, I cannot use mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Can't use mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Okay, unfortunately. I can say it using some other way. What's the book? Al-Kitab. Al-Kitabu. How do I say for? Li. How do I say Muslim? A Muslim. Muslim. And what goes here? Two kasras, two fathas, two dhammas. Mun, man or min. It'll be two kasras. No, I don't want this. Yes. Min, right? Li is a harfjar. Muslimin is ism. Majroor. You see? This is harfjar. And this is ism majroor. In fact, this is your, the translation is, the book is for a Muslim. That's how you would say it. What does this look like to you people? Jumla? Jumla ismiya, right? Very good. In fact, subhanallah, the Mubtada, where is the Mubtada? Mubtada is Al-Kitabu. Is there a ism after is that is marfu'? There is no ism after is that's marfu'. So there's actually no khabar. But we have harf jar and ism majroor, right? Harf jar. Ism majroor. What does that give us? It's like the khabar, correct? This is, it's like the khabar. The word we used for it was before was shibhul jumla, correct? But whatever word you're able to use comfortably, it's like the khabar. It's not exactly the khabar, but it's still after is, right? Are you with me? All right, so that's what ends up happening there. Now, can I say a book of the Muslim? Again, I can't use what? Can't use mudaf. Mudaf ilayhi. You with me? Because why? Why? Different types. That's it. Different types. Different status, Umziyad. I think you meant to say different type, right? Okay, so what would I say? I would say a book. How do I say a book? I would say kitabun. Now, I want to say for a Muslim. I would say, for the Muslim, li. And how say the Muslim? I say the Muslim. Al Muslimi, right? So this will be, it's li al Muslimi, right? But li al, if you remember, is not written like this. It's written like this. Remember that? Lil Muslimi. And the meaning becomes what, people? It becomes a book for the Muslim. Is there an is there? There isn't an is. This is not a jumla, by the way. This is not a jumla. Okay, so now, are you okay with these four ways? This is how, you know, you would say, you know, the four possibilities: definite, definite, indefinite, indefinite, definite, indefinite, indefinite, and then definite, right? Is that all right? Okay, I have a fun activity for you. Are you ready? They're like, I don't know. Hadith, what does hadith mean? Statement. Okay, hadith means statement. Okay. Okay, we'll take statements, fine. Okay. Asul is is what? Messenger. Okay. I want you to write for me the statement of the messenger. A statement of a messenger. The statement of a messenger. Sorry. And finally, a statement of the messenger. Okay. I will take a couple of minutes to do that, inshallah. Okay. I'm going to make this a little smaller so it all fits. Okay. And you can use Rasulun. You can make this marfu'. Okay. You can make the messenger marfu'. All right. Let's take a couple of minutes to do that, inshallah. Just give me, I'm going to be right back. But I want you to see if you can attempt this by yourself. And then we'll come back and take it up. Sounds good? Yes or no, people? Are we okay? I've left the example up. Let's see if you can get it. All right. Be right back.
to find my charger.
MashaAllah, awesome. Everybody, I think, is attempting it. MashaAllah, I see some responses. Hadithil, okay, that's okay. You can make it majroor if you want to, but if you want to make it marfu', it will be Hadithur Rasuli. Hadithur Rasulin, Al Hadithu li Rasulin. And then hadithun lir rasuli. Oh, very good. Excellent. But Shakil also has hadithur rasuli, hadithu rasulin, not hadithun, hadithu. Al hadithu li rasulin, very nice. Hadithun li rasul. Lir-Rasuli. Excellent. MashaAllah. I'm getting used to like the way people are typing. Alhamdulillah. That's awesome. Okay, let's try to take it up now. The statement of the messenger. I need my mudaf ilayhi to be definite. Okay. So I start with, not the P, that hadith. I start with hadith. I put a dhamma there because I said let's make it marfu'. No al, no tanween. Okay, very good. Then, ar-rasulin or li. Hadith rasuli. Hadith rasuli. The statement of the messenger. Very good. Yep. Then I have a statement of a messenger. Hadithu Rasulin. By the way, this is actually much harder than answering yes, no, true, false. Selecting the right answer. This is way harder, okay? But that's all right. We need to do something a little harder as well, just to expand our learning. And this is a little bit beyond the scope or like the goal of our course here. Our course intention is to try to help us like be able to see and analyze the patterns. But sometimes you need it, right? Sometimes you need to be able to go beyond the expectations to be able to fulfill expectations correctly. The statement of a messenger. Al-Hadithu li-Rasulin. Correct? And finally, a statement that will be hadithun lir ra lir rasuli. Lir Rasuli. The last two Rasul. Li Rasulin. This actually would be, to be more precise, Lir Rasuli. Lir Rasuli. Why Lir? Any ideas? Shadda, sure. Hamdul Wasl, yes. But the lam and ra are very close, right? Al-Rasul is hard to say. Ar-Rasul, that's how it's said in Tajweed, right? Shamsiya, right? The Shamsiya letter. All right. So that is that. Okay. Alhamdulillah. This, like I said, is a little bit beyond the scope of the course. But I feel it's helpful. Do you feel it's helpful? Alhamdulillah. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll make a small homework handout that will use these four words and has a few other, maybe like three questions like this. Okay, that is something you should attempt on your own. Give it some time, process the information, inshallah. And then attempt it. And that's where, you know, inshallah, your learning will be solidified. Is that all right? Inshallah. I'll post it on the page. And once I've posted it, I will put a message on the, the WhatsApp group, inshallah, that the thing has been posted. And that way, you know what's up. Now, the thing that's interesting is, like I said, when you do something like this, when you try to do an activity that is a little bit beyond the scope of the course, what that does is it allows your learning to go beyond the expectations. And it goes beyond the expectations, you've definitely hit the expectations, right? So alhamdulillah, that is an important way of getting us learn something, you know, fully. Okay, now we come back. Alhamdulillah, we finished our discussion of mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, definite and masculine. Alhamdulillah, we all now know why that is the case. And we will pick up our study from here. Ayah number 4, correct? ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. Right there. All right. Very good. And I will go down here. Irji' we had seen before, right? Irji' was you return. That was a command from family one. Raja'a, yarji'u, irji'. Okay. Now, one thing I would like to point out. See, do you all remember we took this up, right? We got until this point. That was from the last tutorial. Now, this is the new part. Okay, I actually put like a little line here just to make it clear that we're starting at this point. And I'm copy-pasting the stuff from before, so you can kind of see how, like, you know, the creation of the Most Merciful, right? How that is like new piece of information that we've added to our learning. Now, the thing that we have to consider before we move forward is irji'il basara, right? Irji'il basara. You do notice that? It says, farji'il basara, thumma rji'il basara. Let's take the example of فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ فَرْ Hamzatul Wasl there. That alif is a Hamzatul Wasl. All right, people? Right here that I'm typing. Okay? You can see this, right? The Hamzatul Wasl here. I'll make this a little smaller. I'll push myself to the side. No problem. This, I'm writing this right here. Okay? Right there, I'm typing it here. Far G I. And then this Al, the Hamza on it again is Hamzatul Wasl. Ba so ra. Maybe that's Alhamdulillah, I have one Hamzatul Wasl that I can copy. Let me copy that. All right. Yay. Now I am fully typing in the Quranic style. Okay, now, people, irja', that's the command, right? The command from, the word is raja'a, yarji'u. Okay, this is the word. If we looked it up last time, I don't want to look it up again. Chop, chop. I am left with irji', right? Irji'. Now, how does irji' goes from irji' with the dham, the sukoon, irji' with the sukoon on the R3 to irji'i or farji'i, the kasra on R3. How does that happen? Also, what's up? Why is it not irji'i? Why is it farji'i? Okay, so farji'i, I'll answer that question first. Fa is a harf. And when you have a harf before a word, and that word starts with Hamzatul Wasl, the fa, we'll just skip the hamzatul wasl and go to the next letter. That's why it's far. Okay? Is that part clear? Now, we have farji'i. The e part, here is actually the case, right? Just like you notice, this is actually a sukun originally, right? Because irja' is your command tense. Okay? Al-basara. Now, this is the end of a word, correct? This is the end of the word. This is the beginning of the word. All right, do you see that? The hamzatul wasl, we don't consider it to the beginning of the word because it's very miskeen, right? It's skipped over easily. It's there, really, like, you know, he's just hanging out, like, hey, if you need me, I'm here. But in reality, there's real sukun is on the lam, right? That sukun on the lam, farj, like the al-basar. That's the real beginning of the word. Okay? You can't have sukun at the end of a word and then sukun at the beginning of a word. Are you with me? You can't have that. That's the rule. Not just necessarily two sukuns. Okay, because sometimes, you know, two sukuns, you know, along the start, they come in the way we pronounce sometimes. But the more precise way of putting it is, you cannot have a sukun at the end of the word and cannot have sukun on the beginning of the word. When this happens, what happens, people? What changes? We call it first word, meaning of the second word. Okay, let me rephrase it for you. Okay, and let me change this guy into a different color. Let's change him to like a dark blue or just a blue. Okay. Sukun at the end of the first word. Second word. Sorry. Question again. When this happens, what changes? Try to answer in first word, second word, not R3. Okay. The first word, the sukun of the first word. Why didn't this do that? Oh, there. Nice. Changes to a fatha. A fatha or a dhamma or a kasra. All right. That's what happens. In this case, what does the first word get? In this case, the first word was kasra. In this case, we have kasra. Farji'il basara. Okay, in another case, if I was to say, from the jinn, من من ال remember this from Surah An-Nas, right? من من جنتي. Ah, right. Here is my. Oh boy, where is my? Why can't I select it? Alhamdulillah. it has a mind of its own. Yay. It really does have a mind of its own. Never mind. What does min al jinnati? What does it become? Min al jinnati, right? Min al jinnati. Here it becomes a fatha. You see that, people? So it changes to a fatha, dhamma, or kasra. Okay, these three, right, are called like the harakat. Okay, because they are the ones who make the sound, right? They are the ones who make the sound, the harakat. And we also use the word harakat for unit of pronunciation. It's used for both, but this is actually, these are called harakat. Because, as you can see, they're the ones who make the sound possible. All right? So this is an important note I wanted to highlight for you all. This is the note about what? Sukoon at the end. And beginning of word. Okay? And I'll actually make this a little heading here so that is highlighted in the table of contents. Questions, people? We were filling in little gaps in the tutorial that we've left during our lectures just to make sure, alhamdulillah, we're all okay. Now, ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ. ثُمَّ, let's go to our favorite website, tanzeel.net, or in this case, Quran.com. How do we know which one to use? Right now, you don't, Sister Ziyad. Unfortunately, you don't know that right now. That only is something you develop with intuition. There's no like hard and fast rule necessarily. Okay? How do we know if Kasra after Irja? Same thing. Right? It's intuition. A lot of it is really intuition. You know, there's rules that they write. If this happens, and that happens. But those are so complicated that in reality, the better answer is, once you have developed, and once you've seen enough Arabic, enough Quran, you'll start to be able to guess correctly. Okay? And that's the more natural way of looking at it. Okay. Thumma. What does thumma mean? Thumma means then. Okay, very good. Let us write the translation. Thumma. Then. Thumma irji'. Irji'. What is irji' again? Return, or you return, right? We're saying you return because it's the command, right? You return. Remember that? Al-Basar. What does the word Al-Basar mean? Vision. the site. All right. We said the vision. We use the word the vision. So we'll use the word vision again. Okay. Turn the vision. Okay. We're doing this like step by step. Okay. I'm actually going to put this line between the two just so that it not only does it highlight for us. Okay. You return the vision. Karrataini. Karrataini. Twice again. It says twice again. All right, next word is yan qalib. Yan qalib. That means to return or will return. And this is a fa'il. This is a fa'il. I'm going to type it word by word here. Will return yan qalib ilayka. Ilayka, to you. Ilayka, to you. Al-Basaru. What is Al-Basaru, people? Ah, the vision. Very good. Let's try to make some sense out of this translation first. Then you return the vision twice again. What does that mean? Then look again. Then look again and again. We'll return to you your vision. What is that? What do you think? The vision will return to you. Correct? Do you see that? Yanqalib will return ilayka, to you, al-basaru, the vision. In reality, what it's saying is the vision will return to you. Okay? The order of words in Arabic is different. The order of words in the translation is a little different. Okay, this is what happens when you have a jumla, particularly a jumla fa'liya, a jumla that is has a fa'il. Okay, when that happens, often the order of words gets switched. Okay, we'll see that later, inshallah, in semester 2. The vision will return to you.
Khasi'an.
Khasi'an means humbled, weak, defeated, frustrated. What are the root letters for khasi'an? Because we have this in our table here, right? Karratain, we'll look at that as well in a second. But just root letters of khasi'an. Any idea? Any guesses? Kha, seen, hamza. Very nice. Khasi'an, hamza. If I was to look up khasi'an, hamza, kha, seen, hamza, right here. Khasa'a yakhsa'u khas'an, to chase away. All right. Ikhsa khasi, that's the word. Spurned, rejected, outcast, low, base, vulgar, despicable, contemptible, mashallah, disgraceful, shameful. Oh boy. Weak and humbled, I think, is a good translation, yeah? Weak slash humbled. So we'll take the translation to mean maybe humbled, okay? Khasi'an. Humbled. All right. Wa, what does wa mean? And huwa. Huwa people, what does it mean? He. Hasirun, what does hasir mean? Let's look at what the word hasir means.
Hasir. Hasir.
Fatigued, very fatigued. I hope you're not hasir right now. Bad joke. Fatigued. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad you still have a sense of humor. Okay, what's missing here, people? And he fatigued. Speaking like Charles Barkley. What do I need here? Is, right? Ah, is. What is this? Jumla ismiya, mashallah. Wa huwa hasir, that little part is a jumla ismiya. All right, since we have a jumla ismiya, we will do what we do with jumla ismiya. And he is fatigued. Okay. By the way, before we actually do that, he here in reality is, and it is fatigued. He in Arabic is used for he, a person, and it, a thing. We'll talk about that on Monday. Don't you worry. Okay? Monday, that's when our pronouns are coming to greet us. But as a preparation for Monday, here is something interesting. He is fatigued. It is fatigued. It is your, the same pronoun is used to refer to it. All right. Let's look at the jumla ismiya. Okay? We have wa. What we will do is actually we will analyze the jumla ismiya letter by letter. Wa, you will say, is a harf. Okay? Is it a connector? Well, for it to be a connector, it has to connect in meaning and status, right? And it's not connecting it to khasi'an, right? It's really not a connector. The meaning is not connected. It's like a different sentence. The vision will return to you humbled. And it is fatigued. Okay? It's talking about the same thing, of course. But it's not connected like رحلت الشتاء والصيف تنزل الملائكة والروح. It's not connected like that. Right? Okay, waw is a harf. What is huwa? Huwa is my mubtada. Is it marfu'? Excuse me. Is it marfu'? Remember, has to be the mubtada has to be marfu. Now, this is something we'll learn on Monday. Pronouns, we don't or we can't tell their status by looking at them. Huwa has a fatha, we can't say it's mansub. Do you remember I mentioned this before? But if you don't, that's okay. I'll mention it again. Pronouns, they are, if the pronoun is a type of, it's a one category of a pronoun, it is always marfu. If the pronoun is another category of pronoun, it is always mansub and majrur. Okay? That's how we do it. So huwa, as we will learn on Monday, is from the category of pronouns that is always marfu. But even if you didn't know that, what we know for a fact is the mubtada is before is. And we know for a fact the mubtada is always what? The mubtada is always... marfu'. Excellent. The mubtada is always marfu'. Do you remember that, people? Yay. Alhamdulillah. The mubtada is always marfu'. Yay. That is why it is, we will put it as mubtada. We will say huwa is marfu' and we'll accept it. Hasir. Hasirun. Hasirun is what? Hasirun is fatigued, but in terms of jumla ismiya, it is hasirun marfu' after is khabar, right? Remember that, people? Mubtada before is marfu', it huwa. Khabar after is marfu', hasir. All right, bahua hasir. It is fatigue. That's why before we do the analysis, I always try to translate the jumla for you. Okay, because that way, you're able to perhaps see, right? You're able to perhaps see mubtada and khabar, correct? So that's what the ayah says. Thumma, then look again and again. Thumma arji' al-basara karratayn, look again and again. Yanqalib ilayka al-basaru, the vision will return to you humbled, khasi'an. Wa, and huwa, it is hasirun, fatigued. Why is the is, of course, not in the jumla? Why is the is not in Arabic? Because they're only implied. It's implied through jumla ismiya, right? It is implied through jumla ismiya. It does not exist as a word in Arabic. Okay, alhamdulillah, we did that. Let us look at karratayn. Karratayn. This is a interesting word. Before we do the root letters of it, the meaning of it, we said, was what? Do you remember? What was the meaning? The meaning was twice again. Karratayn, right there.
Karratayni.
People, are you with me? Okay, I know. We were packing in a lot in the tutorial here, okay? But I think it's, I hope it's okay. Like, we're just going slowly, slowly, step by step, inshallah. All right. The root letters All right, this is a hard one. I'll give you a clue. R2 and R3 are the same. R2 and R3 are the same. So that would be Kaf Ra Ra. That part is the part that makes up the root. Oh, okay. Now, karratain. Tell me, people, what is the... before you tell the status, tell me what is the number of karratain. Karratain. Karratain is, as you have correctly noted, two, twice again. Okay, now that we know it's twice again and it's two, let me refresh your memory. Taini, remember that? Aha. So tell me, karrataini, what is the status of karrataini? The status of karrataini would be just like mu'minataini. Just like as mu'minataini, karrataini would be mansoob / majroor change all these like mansoob like that. All right, very good. Mansoob / majroor karrataini. Two, its gender. Are you sure it's feminine? Absolutely, it's feminine. Because karrataini, the tani and the taini tells you it is feminine pair. Mu'minani or mu'minatani, mu'minataini. It is feminine. Perfect. And karrataini, definite or indefinite? Karrataini is indefinite. Very good. People, are you with me? What happened? Okay. Would someone like to maybe help us out with the next line? Khasi'an. Maybe by saying it. Break the monotony of me speaking the whole time. Someone. A brave person. No one. Okay. No problem. Khasi'an. Do you remember khasi'an? What would khasi'an be when it comes to family members? You see? It's the actor Profoundly, I'm opening the wrong file here. Let me open the other file. It's the actor for Family One. Black box on the screen. Oh no. Hold on. Okay, let me try again. Okay, is that okay? Okay, perfect. Remember, Family One, the actor, Al-Alim. R1 Fatha, Alif, R2 Kasra, R3. Khasian. R1 Fatha, Alif, R2 Kasra. Then R3 can have anything on it. That is indeed Family One actor. Do you see why that's the case, people? All right. Its meaning was humbled. Khasi actually is the one humbled. But it's okay. We'll just take humbled. Its status. Someone want to fill in the rest. If they want to say it. I think the next part should be easy. No, okay. It is Mansoob. Its number is 1. Its gender masculine. Its type indefinite. Alhamdulillah. All right, let's listen to the ayah, inshallah. Ready?
ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير.
الحمد لله. Okay. What is our time? We still have a good 10 minutes, alhamdulillah. Next ayah. Okay, I am going to open the mushaf. All right, that is right there. All right. Let me try to see if I can fit it in screen. $200 is good. All right, here we are. Some technical difficulties here, people. Sorry. There we go. Much better. All right. Next ayah. Alhamdulillah. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. People, are you with me? Yay. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Let's look at وَلَقَدْ. What does wa mean? Wa means and. Excellent. لَقَدْ. لَقَدْ means
وَلَقَدْ.
Certainly, for sure, right? That certainly will take certainly. Okay, and certainly. زَيَّنَّا. زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءِ is two words. One word is زَيَّنَّا. زَيَّنَّا means
زَيَّنَّا.
It means we have beautified. Past tense. We have beautified. With me, people? We have beautified. As-sama'a. What is as-sama'a? The sky. Okay. As-sama'a, the sky. Ad-dunya.
Ad-dunya.
It says nearest. Yes, ad-dunya means the world. You're right. Dunya means the world. However, dunya does not only mean the world. You're like, what? What is this language? Ad-dunya actually means something that is nearest. Okay? I'll show you another example, okay, just so that you believe me. All right. إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا. You see that? عُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا. عُدْوَة is the valley. الدُّنْيَا, the lowest or the nearest. You were on the nearest side of the valley. Dunya, the word, is used not just for the world, but also for like something that's the lowest and nearest. And there's like a nice connection you can make. That dunya is called dunya because it's the nearest to us, right? It's like it's right there. But also it's like the lowest thing that a person can aspire to. Dunya. Whereas the akhirah is the highest thing you can aspire to, you know? But the word itself, folks, means nearest. Is there a difference in meaning between laqad and inna? Yes. The difference is a little complicated. The short of it is as follows. Walaqad or sorry, laqad or qad is used with a fi'il, inna is used with a harf. Jumla fi'liya, a sentence with a fi'il, uses laqad. Jumla ismiya, a sentence with an ism, uses inna. There is a little bit more to it. Laqad is a little, has more layers, but that is the basic difference between the two. Okay. Ad-dunya is
ad-dunya
the nearest, right? Isn't it ad-dunya the nearest? So what is this? And certainly we have beautified the nearest sky. Are people, are you with me? We have beautified not the sky, the nearest. Ad-dunya, as-sama, the sky, and the nearest, ad-dunya. But it's actually the nearest sky. Okay? Bi masabiha. Bi is a, what does bi mean? Bi means with. Bi means with. Masabiha, lamps. Masabiha means lamps.
Bimasabiha,
lamps. Okay, now B is actually a harf jar. B is actually a harf jar. Did you notice that before I said it? Okay. Now there's a question that might be bothering you. Ism majrur is not there. All right. You ready for something? Bananas. I feel like we're not sure. This is Harja.
It's okay not to know. If you have a question, just ask.
I don't know why Google just woke up and started to, you know. Give us a pep talk. I think that's a very... I didn't do that. It just happened. I was just checking the time. All right. Bi masabiha. Harf jar. Masabiha. What always comes after harf jar, people? Always. Always after harf jar is ism majrur. Ism majrur. All right. The whole thing, masabiha, the whole, that's the whole word. But as you have correctly noticed, masabiha seems to be mansub. Okay? Now, here is the thing. There are categories of words in Arabic, okay, that when they are majrur, they don't take a kasra. They take a fatha. All right? You're like, seriously, that can't be true. Let me show you an example. Okay? Let me show you an example. Are you with me, people? Or you're like, no. All right. Look at this. قولوا آمنا بالله. We believe in Allah. Let me put this ayah actually in Quran.com because it's a little bit easier to do word by word. All right. So, قولوا, say, آمَنَّا.
آمَنَّا.
We have believed.
بِاللَّهِ.
In Allah. Here, B means in. Okay? Notice, B is ism harf jar, and the word Allahi is ism majrur. Yes or no? Yeah. All right. Wama, and we Wama have believed what was revealed ilayna to us. Wama, and what was unzila, revealed to ila, to ila is a harf jar. Ila is a harf of jar. Okay, let me show you this. Harf of jar. What's after harf jar, people? Ism majrur. Ila Ibrahima. Ibrahim is marfu', mansub, majrur. Tell me. It's majrur even though it has a fatha. It looks mansub, but it's majrur. Okay? Wa Ismaila. Majrur. In disguise, I like that. Sister Ramziyad. Okay, these are words that are majrur. They don't actually take a kasra. They only take a fatha. Okay, I'll tell you the reason also in a minute. Wa is a and, it's a connector harf, just like you have rihlat ash-shita'i was-sayfi. This connects Ismail to Ibrahim, and this is also majrur. Correct. This is also majrur. I'll keep the orange just for ism majrur. The rest are connected. This is majrur, not mansub. Wa ishaqa. Majrur. Wa ya'quba. Majrur. Wal asba. Ti. Is that majrur? Yes, you can see the kasra, right? Asbati, the kasra. Brother Musa is like, nothing is majrur. We're not accepting this explanation right now. What happened here? We don't like this explanation. No. This is a new thing. Again, we haven't actually covered this in class because this is an advanced topic. But I was waiting for Surah Mulk to introduce the topic to you. And then towards the end of the course, we're actually going to cover it as a full topic, right? That I always feel is better because we have a little bit of an exposure before it comes as like a important thing in the course. Okay, here is the thing. You see, they're all connected. All these words are connected with a wow, right? They're all connected with a wow. All of them. Wa Ismaila, wa Ishaq, wa Ya'quba. Right? They're all connected back to Ibrahim. Ibrahim is majrur because before it is a harf jar. Okay? And as you can see, Ibrahima, its majrur does not show its kasra. Ismaila, majrur, does not show kasra. Ishaqa, majrur, does not show kasra. Yaqub is majrur, does not show kasra. But al-asbati is majrur and shows the what? The kasra. Alright, what's the reason? Okay, Ibrahim, is it an Arab name or a non-Arab name? Names, you got it right, alhamdulillah. But it's a non-Arab name. Ismail, Arab name, non-Arab name. Ibrahim is actually a non-Arab name. Yeah. Ishaq, Arab name or non-Arab name? Non-Arab name. Yaqub, Arab name, non-Arab name. That's what happens to non-Arab names. Non-Arab names do not take a kasra. Now, that's one category of words that don't take kasra. There's another category, which is masabiha. Masabiha is a particular type of a plural. Lamps. That type of a plural also does not take a what? A kasra. Okay? So there is categories of words that categories of words that will not take a kasra when they are majrur. An example of that is non-Arab names. Another example of that is this type of plural, masabiha. Again, this is stuff we'll study a little bit later because we have to study first plurals. We haven't really studied plurals yet, okay, which is coming towards the end of the course, one of the last things that we'll do, okay? But since we are studying Surah Mulk right now, this came up, I wanted to highlight it right now as a setting of the stage for when the real stuff comes. Inshallah, we'll stop here, masabiha, and we'll continue and finish up the rest of it later on. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I hope this was not too much to handle. But like I said, the tutorial, the part point of it is to kind of extend our learning a little bit. Yes? Inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Again, we will cover this topic in the class fully. Don't you worry. This was just a little bit of an appetizer. All right? Jazakumullahu khairan. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yes, that's correct, Brother Musa.